USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order directing the federal government to buy a number of drugs solely from American factories. The so-called Buy American order could represent a shakeup of the drug industry.
So today I'm taking a bold and historic action to reduce the price of prescription drugs for American patients and American seniors. Previous administrations did nothing, as drug lobbyists, special interests, and foreign countries fairly ripped off our citizens. Therefore, today I'm signing four sweeping executive orders that will lead to massive reduction in drug costs.
The order covers a number of medical supplies that are deemed essential as well. In recent weeks, both Democrats and Republicans in Congress have penned legislation attempting to retool America's drug supply chain, but the president's proposal is the most dramatic action to date. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Trump administration rescinded its warnings to Americans against all international travel because of COVID-19, saying conditions no longer warrant a blanket worldwide alert. The State Department lifted its health advisory for the entire world in order to return to country-specific warnings. That move came shortly after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention revised its COVID-19 travel advisory information. The CDC lifted its do not travel warnings for about 20 locations, but still is advising from staying away from the vast majority of the world. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised eyebrows once again with racist comments comparing the African American and Latino communities during an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black and Hispanic Journalists.
Yes, and by the way, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
President Trump slammed Biden over his remarks, saying the Democratic rival totally disparaged and insulted the black community. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
There is a new checkpoint program from certain states to New York, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is launching a new checkpoint program for travelers out of state. If you're traveling from 34 states and you come into New York, you're going to need to quarantine for 14 days. Former NYPD police officer Dr. Oscar Odom tells Fox News this is not a good use of police resources or their time.
Obviously, once again, people are not reading the data. They're not reading the charts. Crime is skyrocketing. Robberies, murders, assault. We see it on TV. It's on all types of footage. And then you decide to use a law enforcement agency to worry about quarantine. Make no mistake, the sheriff's office is more than capable under Sheriff Macedo to address this issue. However, with crime skyrocketing, it's like they're putting their head in the sand and not paying attention to it. It's just like saying, here's a fire in the building, but it's my lunch break. So instead of putting out the fire, I'm going to go on my lunch break. And this is what is happening now in New York City.
California could be on track to release over 18,000 inmates early to make space in crowded facilities during coronavirus. A spokesperson for the California Department of Corrections said that a number of inmates have had their releases expedited, and overall, we have reduced the total of incarcerated population by more than 18,300 since March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.